This is Jeff Ronning from the Valley of the Sun, and this is the Online Marketing Revolution. Oftentimes I hear people say that individuals do business with people they know, like, and trust. Wrong. We're not on recess selecting a dodgeball team. We're talking about business. People do business with others for a perceived benefit. End of story. If you doubt me, think about people you have invested in. Did you like them all? Did you know them all? Of course not. In fact, for many, I bet you had limited trust at the beginning of that relationship. But I bet as long as you had some minor reassurance that the investment will be satisfactory, you took the steps to do business with them. You made the investment. So the question is, how can you best position yourself to offer a perceived benefit to your market? There are three strategies that I have found to work the best. One, provide UFV. UFV is upfront value. Think about the people you've invested the most with. My guess is that those individuals provided UFV, upfront value. You probably entered into a relationship that was a minimal investment, probably even free on your part. You derived so much value, you probably said to yourself something along the lines, if I got that free, imagine what I'll get if I paid them. Number two, provide compelling options for more of the same. It's real simple. See, if people have consumed the content on subject A, don't give them subject B. Stay on subject A. I remember I got on this mailing list with this highly regarded copywriter, and I've bought a number of products from him. And then all of a sudden, I started getting these emails about MLM pitch. And I was thinking, hey, what the hell happened here? Provide compelling options for more of the same. And three, provide direct and indirect reassurance that that investment is refundable. We'll talk about this in a future podcast. It's absolutely important that the person understands directly and indirectly that that investment is refundable. Those are the three strategies. Can you imagine anything as ridiculous as thinking that people will only do business with people they know and like? My guess is if those people quit working so hard to be liked, then they'll probably generate a hell of a lot more income because they'll be spending time on productive tasks instead of trivial. This has been the Online Marketing Revolution podcast. For more from me, visit my blog at onlinemarketingrevolution.com.